Hi everybody, I am David from the University of Liverpool. I am going to present a work in progress that we are doing in my group about trying to wild an autonomous chemistry lab. So what is this talk about? It's about trying to develop a complete lab interconnected and cooperative with different heterogeneous systems. So we are talking about robots working together and some equipment that we are normally use in a chemistry lab. So what is the motivation? And if this video is very particular because research in scientific labs and the work in scientific lab didn't change from the last century. So the world that researchers in a scientific or a chemistry lab is more or less like that. Several people working in different workstations and doing very manual jobs, pipetting, liquid dispensing, solid dispensing, and so on. So it's totally manually. And we are talking about, for example, development of a drug, for example, or development of new material. So it's only and totally manually. So you can see, for example, this guy here that is pipetting some stuff, and after he need to mix some stuff or mixing some solids and so on. So that we are trying to do is to try to just propose a new concept where we are developing a robotic scientist. So what we are talking about, we are talking that we take all these workstations that normally a person are doing, and we want to put a robot to do the same job. So we are talking about a dexterous robot that can interact with the equipment that are normally in a scientific lab, and normally this robot can do the same job of a chemist. So we are talking about a robot chemist, a robot that can do some kind of scientific research. So, and we are talking at the same time about this concept of cobotics, because we want that robots and person work together in the same environment. So we have this robotic scientists, but at the same time, we have this human researcher that need to collaborate and work in the same lab. So here, there are just one example of the work that we are doing. So we have different workstations here, like, for example, solid, liquids, analyzing, capping, and so on. And this is just to show you that the robot that we are talking about, a robust system. We are not interested in real-time operation or real-time, but we need a robust system because we want that to put the robot working 24 hours, 7 days a week. So at the same time, you can see that, for example, the robot need to work in different lights, environment, so the robot can work in the day of the light, in the night, for example, and in different condition of temperature, for example. So the idea is this robot that can do chemist. So what is the work that we are doing now? So we are taking ROS like a communication meter, where because we need to communicate and we need to try to interoperate different processes. So, and one of the challenges that we are just trying to solve is, for example, about perception. So this is a very classical problem. You can say, okay, there are no problem because we are talking about OpenCV that are detecting some blow, for example, or some shapes. But the problem is that, for example, in a scientific lab, we need to work in different light conditions. So just take an idea to try to detect or try to do the same job, but without light. So the idea is about perception challenge. And in the same time, so we are trying to address the problem of visual cell bowing because, again, the robot need to work with people. that are interacting in the lab. So the idea is that the robot can interact and just try to replanify his trajectory to pick the VL, for example, to pick the sample. So we are working in this same package and about develop this cobotic system, the same that with the idea that the robot can interact with a researcher human. We need to talk about navigation, so we need to develop a robust navigation, because again, the idea is that the robot just work with human or with human researchers. So we need, or we are trying to address this intelligent navigation. For now, we are using just the navigation stack, but in the planning, we have tried to develop intelligent navigation or adaptive navigation. And the idea is that the robot can adapt his behavior to the environment that we are evolving. So at the end, we are trying just to develop this robotic architecture where we want to develop modular and flexible system. So we want different workstations interconnected, but at the same time, we want this system that can be easily reconfigurable. So this is the architecture that we are talking and we are working now. So we want to develop different modules in function of the equipment or in function of the hardware that we are working. We have a different module for hardware, software. We have interaction with database because we are trying to develop chemistry, so we need to interact with different database. And we have a decision layer, for example, so different modules working together. Just one easy example that is about what we need to prepare a sample. And so we have, for example, solid, liquid, and mixing. So we are developing drivers in function of the equipment that we need to use. And for example, we have this example here that for solid dispensing, liquid dispensing, mixing, we have different equipment that you can find in a scientific lab or in a chemistry lab. So we are developing all these drivers and we are putting all this chemistry equipment working together in a ROS way. And at the same time, we have the robot that are interacting with the equipment. So we are talking about data sharing between the chemical equipment and the robot. So we need to talk too about collaboration, because it's about different robots working together. So we are addressing the problem of robot working together for a specific task. And this is a very classical task in a scientific lab that is about decapping a VL. So we have a first robot that take a VL, the second robot that is decapping, and the robot is just putting in another position, for example, to do an analysis or a mixing. Okay, what is finally the vision that we are working here? It's about using this ROS architecture, modular and flexible, to try to develop chemistry. So we are talking about robotic research agent. I mean, I am talking about robots that are doing chemistry or science that are driven by artificial intelligence. And the idea at the end is to try to accelerate the process of research and accelerate the process of chemistry and the process that scientific lab are working together. So just keep in contact, because normally we are going to publish all these packages that we are developing now. This is about this scientific lab, and if you are not excited about this, so people, you are just not alive. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Does anyone have questions? One thing, just a lot of us here are not chemists. How can we best know what you need and best collaborate with you potentially down the line? How can those of us who are not chemists, how can we find out what you are, what's most valuable to interact and collaborate with you on?
The work that we are doing now is a collaboration between the computer science department and the chemistry department. So we are just dressing bar chemists, so we are collaborating with chemists. And the problem that we are trying exactly to develop is about material discovery. So we have chemists that just are giving us the task to develop, and we are just putting robots to do this specific task. But I am not a chemist. I am a computer science guy, so that are working with chemists to try to develop this task.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.